Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid. Yeah. Been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there. You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing it for me. The world, Peter Jeans, is cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all the fools are telling me I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite Town to the last, be last album, he still. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And the whole universe. These words in the rhythm for you to know it's the rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that's your villain. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again. I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up, get back down. I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons before the two and jumping jacks now. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and rock dead. No more beat blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughter's and raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
It's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building, live on Lush Radio Online, man. And tonight, we got two hot artists live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We got P. Watts, and we got The Chosen live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And you know, we always talk about, let's talk about business. And it's definitely going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go into a song by 950 Plus, Shimmy, Shimmy, Shimmy. Shout out to 950 Plus.
Sit driller, bang like gorilla. Got a tendency to tell her when I drill her, I can feel her shiver. Already in it, living in a liver like I'm liquor winding down in her spine. Better get her, get her. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Fellas in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Fill my drink, women in the pink back. Her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind it to the beat. Then I think, why dance when we go
I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pour that liquor inside of me. Then I splash her, as I lick her body to get high. Roll her live, blow a sour to the sky. Baby, we just slide. Slow it down, then you 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 she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quick, quick, quick. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballads in the cup, cause I ain't trying to do my dream. Bang in the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Came with a druggie, trying to get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be caught late.
And I be doing things with your broad all night. Can never get it, miss mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, in the course, she gon' take it. In the course, on top of me is her favorite. I think it's time to slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballads in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my dream.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, back in the building. You know what I'm saying? We definitely doing our 1-2. We going to have The Chosen live in the building and your boy Pete Watts live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And you know what I'm saying? We got my co-host, the one and only, your girl Ebony, and we got my boy Future Guru 100. So we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. We got your boy Pete Watts live in the building and The Chosen live. What up, Guru? What's poppin' with you, famo?
Hey, Lush, shout out to Lush Radio and Ebony shit. Everybody that support the station, we actually making a movement and taking it worldwide. So I just want to shout out to everybody that call in tonight and the guests that come on. So, you know, it's all good. It's out. It's a nice day out here in Jersey. I'm getting some air inside, outside. So, you know, I just can't stand in the house with this type of weather. A lot of beautiful ladies outside today. You already know what I'm about. What up, Lush?
What up with it? What up? What it do? What it do, man? I think we got a call alive in the building from the 404. You're live on Lush Radio Online, man. What it do, baby?
What's happening with you, man? PY's on the check-in. You know what I'm talking about? Out here, man, in South Carolina, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, man, out here, just, man, shouting out to everybody that's tuning in. Out here on my grown man this, man, pushing this grown man song heavy.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, we definitely want to, you know, shout out P. Watts for joining us. You could be anywhere else, you know what I'm saying? But you live right here on, you know, Lush Radio Online. You know what? So I definitely want to thank you for coming through, and let's give you some Lush Radio love, you know what I'm saying? Because the audience definitely loves when we got people live on the line. So let's go ahead and give P. Watts a couple of claps, you know what I'm saying, from the people. You know?
All right. Yeah. The crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Crowd is loving it.
That's what it is. P. Watts, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, fam?
Man, just shout out to the whole state of South CAC, man, getting behind me, the whole South in general, everywhere else, man, worldwide, north to the west, Midwest, and, man, y'all just check me out, definitely, man, www.p-wise.com, man. Learn more about me. Y'all on that Twitter, follow me, don't block me. P_wise, that's where you can get at me on the Twitter. I got a lot of good, you know, things coming, man. My mixtape, The Element of Surprise, with my dog DJ Burn One out of Atlanta, we got that coming real soon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. And I definitely want to shout out my girl Ariel for supplying us with this interview tonight. Tonight's show, we always talking about, let's talk about business. And, you know, our topic today is exactly what business do you do? You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of people that come around and they say they doing business and this, that, and the third. But you know what I'm saying? Some people out here really ain't doing business, or they ain't doing business right. Have you ever, you know, ran into somebody, P-Watch, that said they're doing business, but all they want to do is attach to somebody else's business instead of getting their business together?
I mean, all the time, man. I mean, just people just, they say they want, they about their business, but then when you get to really be around them, you see that they're not really about that. So it's more than just, you know, it's more than just, I mean, whatever business you're in, you got to definitely be professional in what you do. And, I mean, just music, for example, you got to be on home. And people think it's just doing music. It ain't. You know, it's 99% business.
That's definitely what it is. If you want to call in and answer that question tonight, call in at 347-826-7722. P. Watts, what started you getting into the music business, fam? And are you originally from the ATL area?
No, I'm not from Atlanta. I'm from South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Because I seen that 404 number. I was just checking.
Oh, man. Now, shout out to the D-Double, man. That's my marketing consultant. He called in. But that's, yeah, actually, now I represent the 803, man, Columbia, all the way to Orangeburg, to Charleston, Greenville, anywhere in South Carolina, man, that's my hometown.
All right.
All right, and as far as getting into the music game, man, I've been in there for 10 years strong. A lot of people don't know that I initially started out with Salt from Salt and Pepper, and I was signed to a company on Gas and Music. I was down with them for a couple of years. I also was out in Houston, Texas, doing some stuff with Lil Troy. I don't know if you remember Lil Troy. He had this song, Wanna Be a Baller.
Wanna Be a Baller? Oh, yeah. I remember that song.
Hey. But, yeah, I've been grinding with them. And, you know, I've been in, went to New York, man, hooked up with Consequence, man, was down with Good Music, under Kanye West's wing. And, you know, we built a relationship, man, and we done a lot of music together. And then from that point, went back to my hometown of South Carolina, man, and did things independently, which brings us to this point right now where I'm pushing the grown man movement right now.
That's what it is, man. And since you talked about that, we had the original Spinderella that was with Salt and Pepper actually on the show, man, not too long ago. She's actually coming back in this weekend, too.
That's what it is. Oh, she coming back on this weekend?
Uh-huh. She's coming back on this weekend and stuff to advertise. She's opening up for Jay-Z and Eminem at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, that's going to be a big show, too, man. I wish I could. I thought the show actually went down already, but it ain't go down yet.
No, it doesn't go on until the 13th.
Yeah, that's the, man, I wish I could be out there, man. I'm going to definitely show, just try to make it. It's probably sold out already.
Yeah, it's been sold out. Fortunately, you know, well, you know, allegedly we're supposed to be taking pictures for Intimacy.
Okay. That's what it is, yeah. Spinderella, that's a big look for y'all too, man. Definitely legendary.
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. That's going to be crazy. So the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, since you dealt with Salt and Pepper, how was that whole experience, you know, starting off with that whole situation? How did you get hooked up with that?
Well, man, I got to shout out my dog. I met a cat by the name of Ace, man, and he hooked me up with her husband. And they were actually looking for, like, an up-and-coming Southern rapper. Like, she was working on a solo album that time, and she was with Virgin Records. And they were looking for an up-and-coming Southern rapper, nobody that was really known out there. And my partner Ace, man, vouched for me heavy. I went over to her house one night. We did the record. I mean, they just liked my whole vibe. And then they wind up wanting to get me on another record. And from that point, her husband and Salt is like, man, we want you down with the team. So I just built a relationship with her, man. And from that point, we just kept going, just making music. And, you know, unfortunately, she had lost her deal, but she wound up pushing her album overseas. And that gave me some recognition and notoriety. And I just started to build my buzz from that point. But then they started going in a different direction. You know, she was really in the church heavy at that time. And at that time, my music was real raunchy. And she's kind of the one that taught me how to make music, structure my songs, and kind of do it without cussing and being so explicit about it. She kind of taught me how to be radio friendly and things of that nature. I learned a lot of the business coming from her and her husband.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Wow. Wow. That's, I mean, and learning that from a pioneer like that, that's crazy right there, yo. I know you were like, you know, like, that's crazy. Like, that's really crazy. Right,
I salute them both, man, because she's been in the game so long, she come from a standpoint of just being, you know, I guess she went through the shadiness of the business when she came in, and she seen a lot of how, you know, if you ain't on your business, things won't go right for you at the end of the day. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, things ain't happened fast for me, that it's been a long, drawn-out process. But I learned a lot on the business, music industry side coming from there. And then being around Lil Troy, I learned how to put your music out independently and how you can be successful and not be with a major and just have success, some success on your own, putting out your own music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to throw it over there to Guru. You got a question for our boy P. Watts live in the building?
Yeah, I got a question, but first of all, I just want to say I salute the message that he just brought to us, because, you know, people have to realize that this is a business, and to be able to accept the criticisms and to be able to accept the direction, that's enough to, you know, to say, like, you know, You actually helping somebody like one of our listeners today, you know, because I just think, like, for the most part, he made it happen because he wanted to be successful, and he accepted all the things Salt gave him. So I just want to, you know, just touch on that, you know, that, you know, it's very cool to have, you know, a guest like that can break it down. He just broke it down, like, maybe, like, his whole, like, last 7 or 8 to 10 years in the business, like, real quick for us, like, how you have to be. You have to be willing. You have to be ready to accept, like, the success. If you're not ready, then you're going to buck when somebody tell you how you should do it. Or you don't know nothing. You know, you're not even ready. How you going to get a distribution deal? Like, no, if somebody say, oh, I don't want to hear that, I don't want no person. No distribution deal for you. So, basically, I just salute you for that. And why don't you drop on us, like, some of the producers you're working with and what's going on with your Twitter. Like, tell us your Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter, man, is definitely going crazy, man. Like I said, follow me. Do not block me. You know, there's no reason to block me whatsoever. Man, you hit me up at P_Watts, man. I'm on there all the time, man. So
how you spell the last part? How you spell the last part?
P is in Pat _ Watts, WATTS.
Oh, got you. Yep. How about those producers that you're working with?
Oh, the producers I'm working with. I'm working with Zaytoven, man, out of Atlanta. He did a lot of stuff for Gucci and Juice Man. And, yeah, Zaytoven.
Wow.
Yeah, he got my next single. He produced that Papers for Usher. I don't know if you remember that record. Yeah, so I got Zaytoven. I got my dog, Mr. Roger, who's doing a lot of stuff for Mano. He's the executive producer of Mano's album that's about to come out. And he the one that produced that High Haters for Mano. Mr. Rogers is definitely a strong part of he produces a lot of my tracks, man.
Mr. Rogers is doing his thing, especially with those party boys and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's definitely doing his freaking thing, man.
Shout out to him, man, because we wind up doing a record with Mano and Red Cafe. And
wow.
That's coming real soon. Oh, that record's tough, man. It's called Alive, so y'all be on the lookout for that. It's produced by my dog, Ed. I obviously, unfortunately, Mr. Rogers ain't do that record. But Ed, my boy, Ed Rock, He's out of Queens, man. He's another strong producer. He's been producing for a while. He's kind of been obscure in the game, but he's got a lot of industry credits. He produced for cats like Mobb Deep, Consequence, Erykah Badu, Wyclef. He had a lot of album tracks on those projects. Mm-hmm. They quite ain't making the singles, but he got a nice little track record, and I'm working with him heavily.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Big man, he dropped bombs on us, Lush. He dropped some bombs on us.
He's coming out the woodwork with the names,
yes.
Man. He's coming out the woodwork. His project's about to be retarded, yo. Y'all better watch
I'm
out.
I'm telling you. That's how I work, baby. That's how I work. And have those names under your belt working with you, you know, that just give you more incentive. You're giving me some incentive to keep grinding, you know, and... You know, good things happen when you put in that hard work, and people take notice, like especially those people that understand what you do and know what you're about, because that's what it takes. The people that know what you're about and knowing your grind, those will be the ones that vouch for you, like you said earlier about your man when he vouched for you with Salt, right? And that's why me and Les keep doing what we do, because we build the relationships, and you said another key point. About building relationships. It's important. Like, if you would have told Saul, oh, F you, like, I don't want to hear that. Come on. That's cutting yourself off right there. A lot of people get arrogant about what they do, thinking that they know it all. And that's my position. Like, you can't be like that. You have to accept that criticism sometimes.
Exactly. You got to definitely be open to that, especially in this music business, man. Everybody ain't going to like everything you do. And you got to be open. I mean, you got to be open to constructive criticism. There's people that's going to help you along the way and tell you instrumental things on how to better your music and better your business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So if you can't do that, then you don't belong in this business.
Definitely. That's the truth. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, P-Watch, is where did you get the name P-Watch from? What is that name? Somebody gave you that name, or you just came up with it?
See, my name is Perry Watson, and I was originally going to go with that, just like Keith Murray went with his name and other artists go with their. You know, there have been a few artists that went with their names. And people in the hood was just like, man, we don't want to call you that, man. We want to call you P-Watch for sure. And it ran kind of like before I even got into this music, P-Watch was like my nickname. So I just wanted to keep it original and just go with that instead of, you know, coming with a fictitious name to represent.
What do you feel is the hardest adversity that you feel like that an artist has to face, you know, that you face in general dealing with this music industry?
The adversity that you got to face, man, is every day you're facing some type of adversity, whether it's dealing with a DJ, dealing with a radio station. I mean, you're going to deal with people taking your money. You know, you're paying for a certain service, and a certain service ain't being done properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going through that for a while, going through dealing with DJs that promise you certain things, and it never goes down. And then you kind of got to be patient with them because they want to see how hard you're willing to grind, how your work ethic is before they even get behind you. And see, I didn't understand that at the very beginning, but... I do. You got to stay in their faces. And when things ain't going right for you, you got to have the fortitude and the persistence and consistency to stay with it. If you don't have that, you're not going to last too long.
I agree with that, P. Watts, but you know what? Even with that, as an artist, too, in getting your business together, like, you got to get them cats on contract or something. It can't be like word of mouth, that's my G. Because these cats will take $1,500 from an artist, and they will never rotate your song at all. So you really have to make sure that you check their references and make sure they really doing what they got to do when it comes to that, paying for rotations or different things, you know, for these DJs. Because some of these cats is real hungry themselves, and they willing to come over there and take an artist, you know, money if they don't even believe in their music, you know, just to get some bread.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this whole game is a hustle, man. That's what it is. I'd rather have people that's going to support my movement. I'd rather have support for the long run. There's nothing wrong. Everybody got to eat. That's, you know, ain't nothing's for free. And I respect
yeah,
that.
We understand.
And I want to eat with you, and I'm going to get behind you and support you as long as you support me. But if you out for that quick buck, for that one-time thing, I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? Because if I pay for a service, I need your support, man. I need you to believe in my project, not just, you know, be out for the hustle.
Wow. That's real talk right there. Are there anything besides, you know, the music, other ventures that you're indulged in also, T-Watch?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, definitely, I mean, the music is definitely the forefront. You know, we got the nonprofit organization, Watch for the Youth. So, you know, we're throwing stuff out there for the kids and stuff, you know, cookouts and giving out school supplies. So, I mean, we're always doing stuff for the community. And I believe everything starts with the community. If you don't do for the community, and these are people that's getting behind you, so you got to support them in return.
I definitely commend you on that. Tell us what's new and everything that's going on with P-Watch, the new projects, videos, and everything that we need to look for before we go into this song from You Grown Man. Let's talk about it.
Well, since we're on the subject of Grown Man, the Grown Man video is out right now. Just been recently featured on ThisIs50.com. It had been featured on a slew of sites, man, from World Star to the All Smash. And I appreciate everybody who's been placing the video on their sites. It just got accepted to MTV On Demand, and we pushing to get it on MTV Jams. So for those who ain't seen the video, man, definitely log on to www.p-watch.com, and you can see the video in its entirety. We got my next single, man, which is really promoting. I just believe, like, women from the South have not had a strong voice in hip-hop. And my next single is here to promote women's movement in hip-hop. And I got three of the strongest women right now doing their thing on the independent scene and on the major scene on my next single produced by Daytoven. It's called Later. Got Kalina from Dirty Money, who's down with Diddy. She on the hook. And my girl Rashida from Atlanta and Lola Moreau.
Wow, that's my girl. I love Rashida. We had her on the show, too. That's my girl. I love her. She goes in on the remixes, man. She be doing her thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to get that song to y'all real soon, man, probably in a matter of next week. I mean, the song is really promoting, it's a club record, but it's promoting women's, especially from the South, man. I feel like it's been lacking. And I was just watching, what was I watching yesterday on BET? They had a segment on women in hip-hop. I don't know if y'all caught that or not.
We seen that, and you know, a couple of people have gotten feedback. I think that, you know, the thing that pissed me off is, I mean, what happened to Lisa Left Eye, you know, Lopez, what happened to Left Eye? They left a couple of people out, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I mean, I even go as far as back in the days, I don't remember Antoinette. I mean, they leaving people out like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I respect the Latifas and everything, but what about Antoinette?
And
even before then, you feel me? So... But Lisa Left Eye, I mean, I know she was with TLC and they were a pop band, but she was definitely a strong female force in hip-hop, and she should have definitely been included, so I totally agree with you.
Yeah, man, I just feel like a couple of people was left out, and, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just basically crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like the South in general, like, other than Trina and you had So Late from the Midwest, you haven't really had too many females coming from the South. It's a lot of male artists, but not a lot of female artists. And my next single will hopefully change that direction and look upon as far as, you know, getting more attention from female artists coming from the South. And just female artists in general.
Yeah, it's crazy because it seems like, you know, really it's nothing out there right now to really look at, you know what I'm saying? For where the females for a second, then if the females are there, they just don't got that support. They don't have that support.
They don't have that
like
support. You know, it was something interesting I was seeing, like, okay, you know, I think they were saying, like, the last woman who really had substance coming in and I mean, who had a message in her music was, like, Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of lacking that, you know what I'm saying? And not just with women, but with male artists, period. We lacking substance. Everything is in the club or in the streets or the trap. We lacking, like, a message in our music because there's real-life issues that ain't being addressed.
And that's definitely the truth. And Lauren is actually supposed to be coming back out. I guess she's coming back out and stuff with an album, but it's just really, it's really sad. It's really crazy. Like, the only person they really got right now, I guess, is Nicki Minaj, but I don't know about that being, like, a representative of all women. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing, but, I mean, I ain't a super fan of that whole situation, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? I respect that whole movement, and I can't wait till you get the whole situation going, because I definitely love my girl Rashida. She go hard in the paint. Definitely respect her. You know what I mean?
I see that. Lola Monroe, too, man. My girl Kalina doing a lot of noise, man, from Dirty Money. From P. Diddy, yeah. Dirty Money, man. Her writing game is stupendous, man. I mean, she is sick with the pen, and she's doing a lot of big things. Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout for Kalina.
You talking about Lola from the DMV, the model, the video victim?
Yeah, the model, yeah. She on my next single, too, with Rashida and Kalina.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. We live in the DMV. Shout out to Lola Love, you know what I'm saying, and known as Lola Monroe now. Shout out to her, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. But I want to go on to this song, Grown Man, you know what I'm saying. Tell us about this song and introduce this joint. We're about to go on to it right now.
Yeah, well, the song Grown Man, you know, it was just presented to me, the beat. I wanted to come on it on some. It was going to be initially intended for a mixtape record. It was more intended to be a freestyle record. I came across this T.I. sample, and it says, "I'm a grown man finding somebody to play with." It was on a Bone Crusher record, and I was just like, man, it would be interesting just to say, you know, just to come from a perspective on talking about being a grown man. I mean, everybody want to glorify the streets and how they, you know, shooting this person up and how much dope they selling, but nobody coming from the perspective like, man, I raised my kids, I'm working a 9-to-5, I'm doing grown man things too. It's just I'm not in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's glorifying that perspective, and that's what grown man is about. Anybody who's handling their responsibility, taking care of their family, and doing whatever it takes, and embodies the body is the representation of being a grown man, and that's why I felt like that needed to be addressed. And
That's what's up.
Shout out to 40 OZ, man. He produced the record too. He's from Charleston, South Carolina, and he produced that record. And we wind up doing the video. It was like one of the biggest video shoots in the state of South Carolina. My dog Jason Weaver is in the video, and shout out to DJ Smalls from Florida for coming out too.
Yeah, shout out to Smalls, and shout out to everybody in the Carolina. Shout out to radio show out there. We going live into Grown Man by your man P. Watts. Stay tuned, stay locked. Let's talk about business. Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Like you, my convict, 86 and them real big and beautiful. My grill shining, my hair long, my paper stacking like gangbangers. I'm still grinding and going strong. I'm still thugging, ain't never changing. My bill paid, these hoes on me, they like my style. I'm player made, got 3 children, I love them to death. But I cut their ass, they misbehave. Got 2 dogs, Reggie Bush and Rihanna. They both killers, they blood strong, and I feed them good. And that's 5 D's off the first litter. Get straight to it, my face good, and it tastes good, and the weight good, and it's filled up, and the stamp on it. My name on it, the race good, I'm good for it. The hood know it, them white boys, and them wood know it. Be wise, know it, you should know it. You ain't fucking around with no little boys. I'm a grown man, you better show me.
spread out there in my real life. Hey. Hey. You got my sign in the cabinet.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey.
Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in the DMV, I'm repping with my girl Lush.
You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And you just heard your man P. Watts representing from the South area, the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying? Doing this 1-2, and we want you to call in and let us know what you think about that song, 347-826-7722, and on top of that, you know what I'm saying, on top of that whole situation, I definitely want to definitely shout out, you know, everybody that's definitely supporting, you know, Pete Watson, what he's doing, man. He's definitely doing his thing, so let's do what we do and go live to the phones, and I'm going to bring in my co-host, Guru. Guru, you back in the line with us, fam?
Yeah, I'm here. You already know.
What you think about that joint? That was like, it was mad aggressive, you know, like he was like letting everybody know that, you know, he a grown man, that he ain't playing no games. How'd you feel about that?
A lot of energy on the track from start to finish. He did not let up on his verses. He did not let up. That hook was banging. I mean, it's a lot going on with the record that make you just want to hear the next track. Like, you know, I'm coming from a standpoint of, you know, I want to hear what you got. So if you was going to play me a joint first, like, that's kind of hot right there, you know. So I'm definitely saying that's a good record. It's a good record to get yourself established. It's a good record to play for people. Like, hey, you doing your thing. I'm definitely feeling the energy on the beat. Who did the beat? That's my question.
Dog, 40 OZ. Charleston, he did the beat.
Hey, that's what happens when you get two people together or a crew like a production team that's really making music that you want to rap to. Like, there's cats out here just selecting beats and knowing that that's not going to be the track for them. I mean, people got to have an idea. If you feel on that track and you're going to put it down, you better have the right cats doing your production, man. Production is everything sometimes. Sometimes it's not even the lyrics. It's the beat going to grab you first. Everybody know that. The beat going to grab you first. Then you tune into the lyrics, man. People is programmed out here. You already know. It ain't like it used to be. Used to be cats start off rapping a cappella before the beat come in. It ain't no more of that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you watch that, I think this song was definitely, you know what I'm saying, high, it was high energy, yo. Like, it was mad, like, in your face. Like, you know, you better listen to me, son. Like, it was definitely high energy and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm definitely feeling what you got going on over there. Also, P. Watts, is there any other, you know, things out there, like maybe like an event that's coming up that we need to look out for, that you're doing any shows and things like that, so if people can, you know, stay tuned?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm all over, man. Trying to hit up as many colleges as possible this fall and get these homecomings up, man. Definitely all these black colleges, so you'll be seeing us out there. For the immediate future, I got my next couple of shows on the 17th and 18th, man, in Raleigh and Wilmington. So stay tuned, man. Hit up www.p-wise.com for more info. But that's the next few immediate shows coming up. Then we're doing a show, you know, Ludacris is having a conjure party for his liquor. Spotlight in Florence, man. So we definitely coming out there with the comedian, Shawty, what my name is. So we gonna be out there with him. And that's on October 8th in Florence.
That's what's up. And the other thing that I was gonna ask is, you know, are there some people that you actually like that you would like to do like some collabos, you know, in the near future with? That if you could do a collabo with anybody in the industry right now, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, dead, man, is two people that I miss dearly, man. Pimp C, rest in peace, the great late Pimp C, and Big L. Those are my two favorite artists that, you know, unfortunately passed away. But they the artists I wish I could have did music with. Future, man, I'm down to work with anybody, man. It don't matter. As long as you got heat and you got substance in your music, I don't care if you in Omaha, Nebraska, Billings, Montana, I don't care. I don't care where you at. I'm down to do music with you.
So if new and up-and-coming producers want to send you some tracks, how do they contact you, P.Y.?
Man, like I said, hit me up on that Twitter. You follow me at P_Watts. That's the best way to get at me on if you're trying to submit some beats.
That's what's up. P_Watts. Make sure that you hit him up, you know, on Twitter. It's not a game. P_Watts. Hit him up. And also, you know, any advice for these up-and-coming, artists that's trying to get into the game? Any kind of advice for them?
Definitely. Like I said, you got to know the business you're getting into. Read upon music business. Learn the legalities. Know what you're getting into. Have a lawyer represent you. Have proper legal representation. That's what I say first and foremost. Then you need a solid team because everybody sees the artists out there, but they don't see the behind the scenes, the people that help make help the artists get out there and get them exposed. You need a strong foundation, a strong team with you. And then third, definitely get with the right producers, have good music. You need the good music.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely invest in yourself. I mean, that's what it is in this day and age. Before any label come hollering at you, they want to see you become a commodity yourself. So establish yourself as an artist and businessman first, without the help of any label.
That's definitely true. What do you feel is the top three things that most artists nowadays are lacking?
I think they're lacking proper business knowledge. They're lacking substance in their music. I think everybody's bandwagons and they're jumping on bandwagons and following trends that other people have set instead of establishing their own. And third, I think not enough people are surrounding themselves with building a strong foundation with a strong team. Everybody's quick to want to get their song played and shop their song, but not putting in the work first to get their song heard. I didn't wait for nobody to come to me. I went out there and got it myself, and I'm still trying to get it.
And that's what you have to do. Like they said, you know, no silver plate is handed to you in this game. If it is, you better thank God, because an average person is not going to be handed a silver spoon in their mouth. So you got to work for everything. And the sad thing about it is a lot of artists nowadays are so freaking lazy. They don't want to get up off their high horse and go do the work. They think just talent alone is going to get you in this business, and no, it don't work like that, you know?
Exactly. I mean, talent is, you don't really need much talent these days. You have to be very business savvy and knowledgeable of the music business. If you don't have that, these sharks will eat you alive.
If you weren't doing music right now at this moment, right, P. Watts, right, and you could venture into any kind of business, like your own business or whatever, what would it be? What would you be getting into if you weren't doing music right now?
And I'd be trying to open some movie theaters, man. That's what I'd probably be doing if I was trying to establish another business.
That's what's up. Why movie theaters?
Yeah, because they're lacking in the area that I live in, and it ain't one. I got to go all the way to the city limits. So, and there's enough people in my area that, you know, everybody got to travel to the other side of town, so that's what I would have did. That would have been very lucrative for me to get involved with something like that. And to have that down where I'm at, it wouldn't have cost a whole lot.
Okay.
That's probably what I'd do with another business. If it wasn't a business, I don't know, man. I definitely plan to go back to school. I wish I'd have stayed in school. I'd have definitely tried to become a lawyer or something. And not everybody gonna make it in this music game, so man, it's important that you get your education first and foremost.
Definitely. And I appreciate you, you know, saying that, you know, especially to the listeners and the youth that I listen to, because you know that's important to let people know. Like even some of these artists, not everybody's gonna make it as an artist. Not everybody is built and got the thick skin. Cause like you gonna get criticized, you gonna get cats that's gonna try to play you, but you gotta have a thick skin in this business. This isn't something that, oh, you know, oh, that's my man's in them. Even your man's in them can turn their back on you. This game is ugly, you know, and that's why it's so
important. It's very vicious.
Exactly.
Very vicious. You got to have a strong mindset to be in this business.
Definitely.
Other than that, you got to have that fortitude because it ain't going to come to you right away. You got to have the patience. Not only deal with the shadiness of the industry, but patience. You know, money ain't gonna come to you right away.
They definitely need to know about the money situation. The money fluctuates, and if you get money in the beginning, you know what I'm saying. So I hope most of y'all that's trying to get into this business is not off the break thinking y'all gonna get a couple million off the break. It don't work like that, baby. Before they start dropping G's on you, they got to know how serious you are. So half of the time, you're going to have to be putting in work yourself first, and then they'll decide to put some money behind you. You know?
Absolutely.
But, P. Watts, man, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish, you know, best in all of your endeavors. And we just want to continue to support what you got going on. And hopefully this ain't the last time we have you on the show. And, you know, once again, give them, you know, the website and the Twitter again before you leave.
Oh, definitely the website again. Log on to www.p-watts.com. And the Twitter, you can follow me at p_watts. That's W-A-T-T-S. P_Watts on the Twitter. And definitely, man, look out for the mixtape. I got it coming real soon in a matter of weeks with DJ Barwan, who's real strong on the internet. CD's called The Element of Surprise. I got a lot of strong guests on there. I got the banger with Maino and Red Cafe. And my next single produced by Zaytoven called Later with Rashida, Lola Monroe, Kalina, and a slew of other strong guests in the rap world.
You doing your thing over there, P. Watts, man. I just wish you nothing but the best. And hopefully when I come down to the ATL, Carolinas, I've run past you and stuff. We take a couple of shots, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta do that, you know what I'm saying? If you're not doing that is an understatement, you know. Definitely, man. Everybody want to get on I-20 and I-95 and ride past us. Go straight to Atlanta. Nobody want to come to North or South Carolina.
Yeah.
Show you a good time out here.
Definitely. It's definitely a market that definitely needs to be tapped in. And it's been time. Is there somebody? They're waiting for another artist to come out to Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? We know P. Pablo did his thing, but we're looking for some more people to come out to Carolinas to do their thing. And you might be that one, P. Watts. You know what I'm saying? You might have that trophy right there, man. So go ahead and keep doing your thing and represent the Carolinas, man, for real.
There's definitely it's a gold mine of talent down here, man. I definitely want to expose my city and both states and the Carolinas to the talent that's down here. I'm willing to take that torch and don't set it off.
Take that torch, man. It's like the Olympics, man. Light that fire, baby. Light that fire.
Definitely, and I appreciate y'all having me, too, though. You know, shout out to Lush Radio.
That's what's up. Love you to death, P. Watts, and we hope to have you on again. And you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do, fam.
Oh, likewise, man. I love what y'all doing too, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I like what y'all doing, y'all moving, and I definitely want to stay abreast of what y'all doing, man. So I'm gonna definitely tune in and see what y'all got, you know, on a weekly basis.
That's what's up, P. Watts. Definitely. That's what's up. And everybody, if you're just tuning in right now, we just had your boy P. Watts live in the building representing the Carolinas area. Shout out to my girl Ariel, you know what I'm saying, for providing us with this interview tonight. We also got The Chosen live in the building. They're going to be calling in. They definitely a hot group doing their 1-2. They be calling in a few. But, I mean, your man P. Watts is definitely representing Hard Body for the Carolinas. I'm loving his vibe, his movement and everything. He got some hot stuff coming out, so watch for the hook. You heard? So watch for that, man. It's P_Watts, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely feeling what he got going on, people. Let's talk about business. Today's topic is basically let's talk about business. You always run into people that basically say they're doing this, they're doing that, and they got all these businesses, but what exactly are you really doing? Do you really have a business? Have you dealt with that? Call in at 347-826-7722. Guru. You know what I'm saying? What you think about P. Watts? I definitely like, you know what I'm saying, some of the jewels he was dropping and stuff like that, man.
Yeah, I think I think that he on his way. And, like, the people that's out here striving to get to the next level, I hope they're tuned in. I hope they go check out Twitter and go back to Lush Radio Online, LushRadioOnline.com, and hear the interview. People have to realize this, you're not going to get success overnight. Nobody's going to come say, you rap well, here's your money. Like, it doesn't even work like that. You have to make sure that you look marketable. And the music that he played and his insight into the game, you know, right now is making him marketable. You know, he has a good resume. And that's another thing. People think they putting out records and mixtapes like they got a resume, like that's all the work they got to do. What about contacting the publishers? What about getting yourself a website? What about establishing your brand, merchandise, marketing? If you can show that you're doing that on your own, you're going to look better for anybody, Universal, somebody like Steve Rifkin, any of these cats at Koch Records for distribution deal. Like, I mean, if you're not looking like anything, I think they're not going to give you anything. You got to look like
that's
something to get something.
That's the truth.
I think P brought it to us, like, it was just so, like you just said, the jewels was there. So that's how I'm so glad that we making this platform here for people. Like, it's not only that they can learn, you know what, these people are here to help others because they giving their time and their energy to share a life experience. Like, we actually saving people, like, from making mistakes today if they listening, if they tuned in.
Yeah, we definitely are. We gotta pay bills and stuff, and, you know, shout out to Team Studios. We got to pay the bills. Shout out to Team Studios. We'll be live in the building with Fred the Godson this Friday, Cut Castro, and we should be having Phrase from Middle East live in the building. And we might be having Matt Hoffa coming through, but stay tuned. And also, we might be having Spinderella. Saturday, we got Cuban Link and Celebrity Chef. So call in at 347-826-7722. It's going down tonight, but we got to go ahead and pay bills. If the switchboard want to work, you know, depending on what the switchboard want to do, you know, it works when it feels like it. Yo, the switchboard. Don't forget, before the commercial comes on, don't forget October the 2nd, it goes down at Club Rome. It goes down in New York City. DJ Truth, Lush Radio Online, Worldcast Radio. We'll be broadcasting live. It's a celebrity birthday bash and music summit. So there's going to be some A&Rs. There's going to be some heavy hitters live in the building. So you need to be in the building with Lush Radio Online. We'll be in the VIP area. Your boy Guru will be in the building. Lush going to be in the building. Everybody going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Yeah.
Who's listening to the show in the background? Who's listening to the show? I can hear the feedback. That's you, Guru?
Yeah, I'm getting away from it. I was about to turn it down, blow my spirit, and let them know that Team ENT1 is definitely in the building. But, you know, I had to back off for that for right now. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was up too loud, too. I didn't mean to do that to you. I don't mean to trick your eardrums. Yo, I love your eardrums. I love your ears.
You was mad, too. You was crazy as hell, yo. Ghoul is definitely the man with the plan when it comes to promo, you know what I'm saying? Definitely with everything that we're doing with Lush Radio Online, he's definitely the man with the plan. And don't forget, guys, I forgot to let you guys know, we also have situations going on. You can advertise live now. You can advertise with banners on Lush Radio Online now. You can actually go to the site and actually advertise with us. You know, we have side banners, or you can get featured over the whole site, and we'll redesign a whole, you know, graphic on you if you're coming live on the show or whatever you're promoting. So we got different opportunities for you. You know what I mean? We do the email blast. We also do the phone blast for the send blast on people's phones. We got all kinds of promo options for you. So if you're really trying to get your stuff out there and you don't know the outlet, You know what I'm saying? Holla at us on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We got that for you. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us ASAP. We definitely got a lot of things going. Google, you got any updates or anything like that? Still trying to check out what's going on with the switchboard right now.
Yeah, well, while you're checking out the switchboard, we're going to let them know right now that all the ladies out there listening, Lush Radio Online has a street team. So go to Twitter and type in at Lush Girls, I-N-T-L, L-U-S-H-G-I-R-L-S-I-N-T-L. And for you artists out there, for your entrepreneurs out there, we can do product placement. We can let the ladies present your product. We have shirts, Lush Girls shirts. They're so beautiful. The girls look so beautiful in them. So we really want to reach out and tell you people to follow Lush Girls, I-N-T-L, on Twitter and see what's popping. I'm following some managing that Twitter account for Lush Radio, for Lushy Lush, and approach the 500 followers in just a few short months, and I'm putting that work in over there because I want this to be one of the biggest street teams that online radio has ever seen. So they're going to notice that we got the flyest females that love us and respect what we do, and they see us. These females ain't just following the page. They know what's up. They know it's beautiful shirts on deck. And, you know, it's just a matter of time when everybody's going to want to be a Lush Girl. So, you know, we souping it up, and we keeping it hot. And that's how it is. Hot soup. You heard? Hot soup. There ain't no more talk soup. It's hot soup over here.
No more talk soup. It's hot soup. That's crazy right there. I like that, though.
Sure.
That's definitely what it is, man. Y'all definitely need to stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, to everything that we're doing. It's definitely not a game. I think some of y'all think it's a game, but it's not, because we're totally turned all the way up. Yeah, I think y'all turned up, but y'all not turned up. We got the new posters out there. We're going to be slapping them all over the place. Yesterday, I was already out there putting them out in the DMV. So, New York, get ready. Philly, get ready. Jersey, get ready. Florida, get ready. Cali, get ready, because we're about to be in the streets.
While we talking about things, we can let them know that Lush Radio, so y'all, just for the record, is in the NYC heavy. MAE2K in the NYC heavy. And so is Team ENT1 on Twitter. That's TEAMENT1. And you know what? If you cats really want some studio time in the NYC area, all you got to do is hit up Lush Radio Online or Future Guru 100 or MAE2K. Y'all all see that we got each other on our timeline, so ain't no talking about you can't find us, you can't connect with us. You can connect with us, and you can also connect with Team ENT1 because they're going to provide you with the professional studio services that you deserve. And you know what? Yeah, bring your producer through. Let him see what's up. You know what?
And definitely, you know what I'm saying, the studio hours start at $30, but if you tell them that you're calling from Lush Radio and you do more than 4 hours, it goes down to $25. So if you let them know that you know, you're with Lush Radio and you do more than 4 hours, it drops down to $25. So, you know what I'm saying, holla at them, you know, Team ENT1.
Tell them that's where our office is. That's where our office is located.
That's actually where our office is.
Straight up.
Right
that's
there.
That's right. Thank you, Lush.
We are now actually streaming live on Fridays and Saturdays. You know what I mean? So we definitely doing that thing. And you can actually have access to come to the actual studio and see where we're broadcasting at also. You know what I mean? We're also looking for interns. So if you're interested in broadcasting or even doing your own show on Lush Radio Online, we're also looking for people to fill slots. So, you know what I'm saying, you want to definitely find an outlet to get your business out there, you know what I'm saying, jump on Lush Radio Online, the whole team. We definitely got some things going on. And, you know what I mean, it's an opportunity for you to grow. I mean, since you've been with us, you've definitely grown as an individual, you know what I mean, with touching bases with different people, haven't you?
Absolutely, Lush. And what I like about what we have is one of your people shouted at me today, and they just followed me. And you know what? When they shouted me out, it's like, you know, we've been following each other. And even though we interviewed her already, she hollered at me like we've been down, like, since day one, before Twitter even started. So that's the type of mentality that I have for creating and building relationships, that people want to say hi to you and see what you're doing. And if they can get you a client, they'll help you get a client. They might not even want nothing. But I am paying commission, so just go to $8_dollars_daily, and you're going to see how I do. I'm paying commission. Get me somebody. Get me a client. I'm going to pay you. So it's $50. Who don't need $50? I got that on my Twitter today. Who don't need $50? You know, I might not have said that right. I should have said, who doesn't need $50? But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm asking y'all straight up, who don't need $50? I'm telling y'all, until y'all wake up, I'm going to keep slapping y'all with the Ebonics. I'm going to throw them in there. I'm not going to overuse it. I'm not going to kill it. I'm not going to kill it with the Ebonics. But I will ask y'all, like, when y'all wake up, if y'all wake up and say, who don't need $50, remember that you saw it on my timeline. Because I might have to make an impact. I might make an impact and say, yo, I better get Google a client. I better get Lush Radio an advertiser. Yo, because we're going to help you if you do. What are you losing? You got something to gain. Get your hustle on. Who broke?
Word up. It ain't no recession. That's only your mind frame. Let's get it together, man. Let's go to this commercial. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms to rent. Rooms to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, I see Lush. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Y'all heard P. Watts. And shout out to Team Studios, our sponsors, and actually our home for Lush Radio Online. We're going to have Ghost Chosen live in the building. They're a Cali-based, you know, group, and they definitely bring the true hip-hop straight to your face. I'm talking about they smacking you in the face with that real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? They're doing they want to. And they got this hot song called Sound Clash that we're going to be playing in a few, but you know, say let's go to the line and see if we got your boys live in the building. They also, you know what I'm saying, have definitely had a lot of street influence, you know what I mean? They had live performances on MTV2. They also did collaborations with hip-hop legends De La Soul, you know what I'm saying, Slick Rick, Grammy Award-winning Izzy Avelia, you know what I'm saying, of the Avelia brothers, you know what I mean? So, I mean, they just, you know, they really, really doing their thing. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go and we're going to see if we can have that, if we have them live on the line. Let's talk business. We got, is Ghost Chosen live on the line with us right now? 909,
yeah.
What's good?
Yo, what's going on? This is Foreshadow from Those Chosen. What's cracking, y'all?
Hey, not
I'm
much.
Going Lush Radio. Lush Radio in the building. That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. Is this one half of it or this all of it?
One third. This is Foreshadow, Cornbread, Geppetto. I think I'm gonna be filled in the call today. You know what I'm saying? We just we busy getting it in, so I was like, let me call Lush Radio real quick. So, you know what I'm saying? So what's going on with y'all?
Hey, nothing much, man. We got to show you some Lush Radio love, man. People love you.
Live. Word. I hear it.
Oh, the crowd loving you, man. The crowd loving you, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, no, you know, you guys seem to be summing it up as far as the things that we've been doing. You know, we just were fresh off the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival tour, which was big. Ooh. You know, being a group coming from Cali, it was just us, and I think Sashawn was representing. But we were out there, rocked out with some legends, De La Soul. Saying crowd was crazy. It was about 5,000-6,000 people out there. And it was just a great situation, man. It was all love.
Wow. That's what it is. I think we might have your other partner live on the line. Is this the other half or the other third of Those Chosen 310?
Yes, indeed. I wrote graffiti on the bus. What up? This is Cornbread.
What up, Cornbread? Can I have
What's
some?
Good with y'all?
Cornbread? What up, though?
Man. You know, just living and building, trying to make a million. How y'all?
Oh, yeah. Man, we digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. We got your back like a t-shirt pimping.
That's good. Appreciate y'all having us today, though.
Hey, man, it's all love. And shout out to my girl Ariel, you know what I'm saying? She does a 1-2 when it comes to that PR work. I love her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to her. We definitely support real hip-hop and real music and real people that's about their business. So basically, first introduce to the people, you know what I'm saying, each one of your names. This is the group, Those Chosen. So, you know, tell us your name. And are we missing one more? This is both of you guys, just you guys.
It's Cornbread and Foreshadow today. Pedal is trying to call in. You should get his number up. But for right now, you got myself, Cornbread, 1/3 of Those Chosen.
You got Foreshadow, 1/3 of Those Chosen.
That's what it is. And how did you guys get into the music business, and how did you guys link up to forge this awesome group?
We was neighborhood friends, went to the same high school together, had like a common love for music, used to dance around the way, always was freestyling and battling, and, you know, just from that, just really got focused, really started cutting demos and just trying to be serious about our passion for the music and the people that we was liking, and then, you know, just from watching it and doing it, we was like, man, we could really do this, you know, and then it just went from there.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I know, you know what I'm saying, these brothers are dear to my heart. They took me on a path away from a path that I was on, you know what I'm saying? I owe them a lot. Without, you know, the brotherhood we have, I'd be in a whole different lifestyle situation right now. And it was just, we dug music back then. And where we come from, it was like the type of music that we liked. People wasn't really on it. Like, you know, back when we first got it in, if you wasn't into G-banging, you know what I'm saying, they considered you East Coast. But, you know, this is Cali to death, but we all enjoyed, you know, Native Tongues, the Roots. We liked that. And, you know, that's one thing we had in common back then, and we kind of gravitated towards each other.
And that's what it is. And when people, we're going to play their song in a few, but like when people come to talk to you, when people come to talk to you or even listen to your music, do you get the question like, yo, y'all guys really from Cali? Because you guys are giving them the feel like, you know, like the Trial Conquest, De La Soul, like taking them back to that old school roots hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying, coming from, you know, Cali where it's either that G-Funk or, you know what I'm saying, that gang banging music out there coming from Cali. You know, was it hard breaking out of Cali, you know, in that area? Did you get a lot of criticism because of your guy's style?
We never really got that. I mean, probably from more of like some industry heavyweights that just may not have understood. You know what I'm saying? Or there's people that might have been in the game that were like, well, how are we going to break a record? But the streets and the scene that we've been in has always been diverse. There's always been a lot of music from California that's been diverse other than what most people consider, you know, a West Coast sound. So it really just put us in a more advantageous position to really just not only be stand out here on our coast, which was, you know, Cali, but also just to break out and for other parts to really embrace our music in New York and in Atlanta and wherever else we've been thus far, you know.
And I think also when y'all hear our records, it's not like you're hearing something that sounds like it's from the East Coast. What you hear is that spirit of that time in hip-hop that we represent. And that's actually what you hear. You know, when you hear our wordplay and our music, our lyrics, it's like you can tell we're native to California. But the whole vibe and the energy is we represent that same spirit that was prevalent, you know, 90, 91, 92, 93. You know, that's what people are hearing. They're seeing the spirit of that, you know, that quote-unquote golden era of hip-hop.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I'm going to throw it over to my partner, Guru, from, you know, the New Jersey area. Guru, you got questions for those chosen?
Yeah, I sure do, because when they was just speaking about that question you asked, it made me think of the group Souls of Mischief, for anybody that ever heard of them. You know, they had a certain groove, and they was in the pocket with it because all those cats had wordplay. They had the beats and production, and they was nice. And then, like, when they made radio, it made a cat like me thing who was always East Coast in, like, New York, because that's where I started listening to the hip-hop. It made me think, like, wow, them cats are from Cali. I kept saying, nah, they ain't from Cali. But I still embrace the music because, you know, that shows you. Like, I'll just give you one track that they made. This is how we do from 93 till. I mean, if you go hear that track, like, that's the track is still in the pocket with real hip-hop back from then. Because you know that 92 and that 93, that was when it was popping for music. Now, you know, I don't think that they even tried to cross over. But if you actually interview Souls of Mischief back then, you knew they was Cali cat. They was Cali, you know. And
yeah,
that's why I can appreciate what y'all are doing now. And it just took me right back to that group in particular.
Well, that's dope.
We're speaking about now, and
that's
it's really a tribute to what we have as a culture and hip hop, and people who actually are here to preserve it. Like, so I'm like saluting the cats right now.
Definitely. I mean, you know, and you know, everything that you guys are doing is definitely, you know, the preservation of what true hip hop is, and when we did it for the love of it, you know, and sometimes I feel like the industry has lost that in a sense of the whole business wise, you know, and I'm glad that you guys are definitely, you know, bringing it back with your music. Tell us where the name Those Chosen came from. Where did that name come from?
Started off when we was in high school, it just sounded fresh, really, to keep it 100. It was like, those chosen, like it sounded fresh. But then, you know, words are very powerful, and we definitely feel that, you know, it kind of manifested into something beyond just sounding cool. You know, we believe everybody is chosen for something, you know, and it's the point of when you realize that you are, and you try to do something to manifest that is when it becomes powerful. So, short story, sounded dope, and we ran with it, but then it became something much more. Yeah.
All right, we about to go into your song, Those Chosen, Sound Clash, you know what I mean? And I want y'all to, you know, introduce this joint, Sound Clash, and you want to explain to us, you know, the meaning behind this whole song.
Sound Clash, first of all, peaked at number 3 top 40 college radio charts. Go to YouTube, check out the video. You know, crazy visuals for the video produced by the homie. Grammy Award winning is Avila. Corn, but what about the song, though, sonically? What are we giving them, Corn?
You know, basically, we heard the joint, we heard the track, and it presented itself as a challenge. and that's the first thing that caught our attention. This joint don't sound like a regular boom bap. This poses a challenge, and we want to tackle it. Also, it's very left field. We try to create music that's just out the norm. And, you know, it's all that the track is live. It's all the way live. And, you know, go ahead and bang it out. Let the people decide what they feel it sounds like.
That's what it is. We're going to give them the sound class, man. Let's go.
The sound resounds from the palace to the park. Revolution of the soul brings balance to the heart. Announce to the narcs, we the crack like soldiers. Cleaver off the meter with the breathers, I can smell her. Louder told needles, putting crosses in my velvet. They thought I was on cheaters, but they chicks and shelfies. I guess I can't admit it if I hit it. If it's there to beat, I can't help it. Too fired up for ice grills, this will melt it. LA can be real with jealousy, niggas hate like a fan of a Celtic. There's envy in a big city, blackier than Vegas, edgier than Razor. Sesame force buzzers with the taser. Wishing for my hiatus, I wave goodbye haters. Life could throw a curve, stay ready for the changes. My tone is off the hook, keep it ringing with no anger.
And you just heard Those Chosen, and I'm telling you, yo, that song right there made me have goosebumps, man. It took me back to old school hip hop. And if you're feeling the same way, call in at 347-826-7722. But I'm gonna hear from my partner what he thought about that. I peeped out the video, man. I got to talk about this video in a few, but I just have to say that I say salute, man. I'm loving it. Cool. What you think about that joint, son?
I think it was definitely outside the box, and that's what is missing right now for people to go ahead and experiment. If it's hip-hop, I mean, you got to go ahead and experiment. You got to try to bring your captivate your audience. And basically, if you can get them wanting to hear another track with your wordplay and stay committed to your craft, people are going to take notice, and then they're going to say, "We got another album out." But you know, you gotta make sure that you recreating and reinventing yourself. I'm actually just going to say, do your thing. That's what's up right there. We can definitely.
They just make me want to go back and just start getting in the ciphers again. They make me want to go back to the time when we was beating on beatboxes and stuff. They just took me back. I'm about to shed a tear right now, man. I think I love them. I think I love them, man. First and foremost, man, Cornbread and you know what I'm saying? Foreshadow, man. I definitely salute y'all. That was definitely out the box joint right there. And I like the breakdown at the end. You know what I'm saying? That joint was rocking, you know. And the way you guys transitioned from each other with the wordplay. Your wordplay is phenomenal. Watching the video, it's mad energy. It never stopped. You know, I like the girls writing in the joint saying sound clash and the lights and stuff. It like, you know, I want to write in the lights, man. It's like the Disney show when you write on the light. I want to do that. But that was hot. That was definitely a hot video, and I like how y'all guys was moving in the DJ. It took you back. It had all the old school joints, flies. Whose duty was that? Because I feel sorry for the person who had to put all them posters and papers up there. That looked like it took mad work. How'd y'all do that? Yeah. Whose duty was that?
First of all, thank you very much for the compliment. That's love.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? The video crew that did the production for that, I'm going to get DRG Films, man. They wrote the treatment. Obviously, we approved it, and they got it in. They built the set from ground up themselves. But here's a little fun fact. Every single poster and picture you see, that used to be Foreshadow's bedroom. We got all their pictures from Foreshadow, kept them because he used to have them up on his wall. If you look at the pictures, it's from... There's nothing new on there. It's all old joints. And that used to be Foreshadow's bedroom. Top to bottom.
Are you
serious? All walls.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do that in your bedroom? That's like mad.
See, the thing is, though, it's kind of like it just brung us when we stepped on the set. It brung us back to that time of innocence where that's just what it was. Like, you got so excited about the music and what you were seeing that you just, you know, you had to put your posters up on the wall and all that, you know, and it's still going down today. I think that's what everybody's still geeking off of, but sometimes, a lot of times people just get, you know, getting caught up, so that's what we want. We just wanted to give them that essence, just that straight essence that you either in your room with the homies and you listen to something dope, you in the car listening to something dope, and you just having that ill vibe, that real vibe, you know what I'm saying? So,
yo, that is hot though, man. That is hot. I just wonder if his room is still like that. Is your room? Is
nah.
His room
still like that?
that's the clarification. It ain't like that no more. but you know what I'm saying? It was a good time. Those were good times.
I
want to know who's who because, okay, we got a lighter brother that looks like SS.
I'll tell you who Cornbread is.
Okay,
Cornbread
is a Puerto Rican looking one, right?
There you go.
You gotta clarify, Corn, because they gonna think you Puerto Rican.
I'm black though.
He's black and white. Oh, okay, all right, that's what's up. Cause you can pass as Puerto Rican. I can, you know what I'm saying? I learned Puerto Rican, so you can be Puerto Rican for me, Cornbread. But anyway,
I'll trust you, when we was in New York, I was getting Spanish spoke to me like
I know they was coming up to you. I know they was coming up to you speaking Spanish.
Hey, them burritos is hot, though. Them burritos is hot out there in New York, boy.
Hot out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, okay, Foreshadow, is Foreshadow, which one is Foreshadow? The one that's always in the camera all the time, that's the wonderful energy? Which one is that?
I'm the one that sets it off in the song in the video, the brown one.
Foreshadow is the one that has the glasses on and everything that got the whole... Okay, I knew that was you because I know you just look like you just be bouncing all over. You got mad. Can I have some of your energy, son? Because, like, you be, like, all over the place, son. Like, son, get out the way, son. Yo, I'm about to see y'all perform live, man, because I know it's high energy and it's crazy, son. I want to jump. Yo, if I see y'all perform, I'm going to jump on stage with y'all, yo. I'm like, yo, what's
hey.
Up?
No,
hey.
Yeah, when we actually rock Sound Clash during the hook, we're full-fledged jumping up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get the crowd like it's a rock concert. When that joint comes on, like, it's not the time to be cool.
No, we not in the cool stuff. We trying to get it live.
That's one of those joints you got to have, like, a whole mosh pit going on and just jumping the crowd like,
like how
Buster Bus
used to get it in, like on that type of energy.
Yeah, but I mean, I love y'all energy. I like how y'all guys move together. You know what I'm saying? The presence is definitely there. The lyrics is there. The music is there. I'm loving everything that you do. Tell us what's new with Those Chosen and everything that, you know what I'm saying, we need to look for y'all, like mixtapes. I know we got Sound Clash video that everybody need to check out and support. But any other things that, you know, we need to look out for?
Yeah, well, you got actually Sound Clash, we dropped on an EP. That's on iTunes with four other bangers. So go to iTunes and, you know, put in Those Chosen. We got that EP. We just dropped
it's called Five.
It's called Five, the number five, IVE. And then
on iTunes.
We just recently dropped a free three-song EP with FWNJ Rappers I Know. The homie J Business exclusively produced it. It's three bangers. You can get that at, you know, our Bandcamp, Those Chosen, or you can go to the Rappers I Know blog, get it off of that. And we're actually dropping a video for that one possibly tomorrow for the joint called Lava Lamping. And that's a different side of us. That's actually us being cool. So, you know what I'm saying? That video may be dropping on the heads tomorrow. And,
you know,
we did a mixtape with Mick Boogie last year. That joint
called Stimulus.
Watch Riot Effect. You can Google that and get that from any of the sites that it comes up on. And then we did another LP called Rain Food. Same thing, just Google Rain Food, REIGN, food, and you can download that. Both of those are free.
That's a lot of free material
for everybody.
Yo, when y'all said lava, you know, lava lamp, but I started having some thoughts, man, you know what I'm saying, with the lights down low, the lava lamp going on, some things with the lava lamp, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Lava Lamp. That's gonna be like y'all smooth criminal jump off. That's one for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Put you in the mood, you know. What's up? Is it gonna be a video?
Yeah, we dropping that video tomorrow. It's on some super, you know, super rap, and it's nice. It's a nice little video that we actually directed ourselves, so you know it's a good look.
Yeah, we trying to step into our directorial debut.
Y'all silly, man. I like y'all, though. I really like y'all vibe, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I do a lot of interviews, man, but, you know, it's always good to have people that actually, you know, have high energy and you get that good feedback. Because, you know, some people be mad boring, but I love you guys. You guys
Thank
are
you
great.
Very much.
You know,
thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying? Very, very, you know what I'm saying, articulate and fun. And I would love to have you guys back on, you know, anytime. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, when we in the Cali area, you know, definitely we could come check y'all guys out there and see what's popping, you know, and definitely check y'all out. But, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to put y'all on the spot because y'all serious lyricists and y'all taking me back to the old school. Now it's time for y'all to kick me a couple little rhymes, Lush Radio exclusive, live on the show.
back and forth
type
of mode back in the day. Let's go.
Freedom got a shotgun. Get your aim up. Life's a killer if you ain't one. I'm from a city full of lower tier incomes. When the hustle evolves, my niggas doing what ain't been done. To get the bread like dim sum. Spectacular licks, my whole vernacular switch. The feds tapping on my line, but they don't hear shit. Nah, never caught up in the quagmire, eyes peeled. Life's real and the block ain't a satire. Miss Q, you find yourself smacked fire. Slumped over like Ennis, no spare tires. Nine irons concealed in their acid liners. Pocket full of dime bags of that Cali ganja. Balancing my thresholds were the boogie monsters. Finally got it popping. The only option is up, so fuck anybody who done doubted on us.
Ugly.
Man.
That was right there, yo. That was right there. I love that right there. Y'all just want to hurt people out here. I understand. I had to let the people know.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Oh, my God. That sent chills down my spine. Y'all got to stop doing that to me. I can't take that, man. I can't take it.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Y'all got to give us out your Twitter and all that contact information, man, so the people can definitely follow y'all on Twitter and definitely get at y'all, man.
Okay.
Our Facebook is Those Chosen Music. That's Facebook. Our Twitter is Those Chosen. Then we got a blog. Y'all can come check out our blog. It's called IamManuteBull.com. That's all one word. You know, and definitely hit up our MySpace still. That's at Those Chosen, you know. And that's it.
And email us Those Chosen.
Yeah, email us Those Chosen at Gmail. So all the promoters, everybody out there, East Coast, West Coast, get at us. You know what I'm saying? So Those Chosen can come to your town and tear it up.
Shout out to Those Chosen, man. They doing they 1-2, man, and you know, y'all definitely got a big old retarded fan base, y'all, especially the ladies, man. The ladies love y'all. I'm seeing them go ham on Twitter. I'm listening to Those Chosen on Lush Radio Online right now. Oh, my God, Those Chosen.
Hey, we love the ladies, though.
Yeah, we love the ladies. Laughing.
They definitely love y'all, man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing, man, and I'm definitely feeling what y'all got going on. And, you know, y'all got to stay in there, man. You know, it's a lot of groups that come together, you know, and, you know, different groups separate. But, you know, what is the thing that keeps you guys forced together and keeps you guys together? Because, you know, this business is really ugly, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let the people know, you know what I'm saying? What keeps a team like you guys strong and together?
The Lord. Yeah. The Lord brings us together as brothers, so we put that first and foremost. And, you know, all this other stuff, man, is not as important as brotherhood and family and keeping yourself grounded. And that's what keeps us grounded. It's fun and everything, but, you know, you got to be able to remain grounded and understand what your priorities are and what's important. And actually be able to do it with your family and your friends is actually what really just makes it dope, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's hopefully that's word to other people out there that got crews. And that's really what it's about. It's funner together than to be apart.
Definitely, man. And, you know, since we are talking about, let's talk about business, I want to ask y'all a question. Have you ever dealt with people, because you know a lot of people say, yo, I got this business, I got this, son, I do this, son, yeah. But what you ask yourself, what exactly does that person do? You always find them attaching themselves to somebody else's situation, but they never have their situation together. Have you ever experienced that, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. But I think the key is having a team, first of all. Yeah.
You got to take everything for a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? Entertain what people are talking, but you gotta study up on yourself and know who you are to where you can weed out the bullshit. And that's just
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. And shout out to those people that think they got businesses when we know you don't, dog. Let's get it together. For real. Get the fuck out of here. For real. Seriously, man. God, man, they kill me with this mess. But back to Those Chosen. If you're listening right now, you're live on Lush Radio Online, and you're listening to Those Chosen. They're definitely a high hip-hop group that's doing it 1-2. They're definitely smacking people in their face with that true, real hip-hop. And they're talking to us about business. Ghoul, you got any other, questions for Those Chosen?
I just want to ask them, like, basically, like, since y'all grinding like that and getting these people to hear your movement, like, what's like in the y'all immediate, like, for, like, as a group, like, the biggest plans that y'all trying to make happen? Is it movies? Is it placements? Is it, like, working with some bigger names? Is it anybody, like y'all developing a plan, like, for longevity?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
definitely. We definitely got, you know, the management team in place doing all the ins and outs of that, so that we could personally just focus on our craft, you know, our craftsmanship as far as being a brand. And we come together a few times a week and just build on plans of attack, whether it be placements for movies, which we just got one. So, you know, thank God was good on that. Future show endeavors, just things that are going to benefit the whole situation. So God plays us in a good situation to have a strong team. You know what I'm saying? For everybody out there, though, listening, that's, you know, get upstart and doing it, focus on your craft, and find the right people who believe in you, and then work it like that, because it's really important to have a team behind you that believes in you and believes in your craft, and, you know what I'm saying, and gives you that extra push. So we definitely get shout out to Bo, you know what I'm saying, if he's listening. And shout out to Harry, definitely, if she's listening.
All the DUI team, you know. Yeah, but definitely, you know, sky's the limit, you know. We want to be in Takers, too. But us is Those Chosen and T.I., Chris Brown, throwing Bobby Brown, too.
Y'all are hilarious, man. I love these guys, for real. Can I keep you? Can I keep you guys? Definitely, I can't wait to come and see you guys show. I wish you nothing but prosperity, and I hope that everything that you guys want in life comes to pass for you guys. Some advice for these up-and-coming artists that's trying to get into the music industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Man,
Corn, go
first. Get a job. Take care of your business and invest in yourself. Or if it's not a job, find some sort of means of income that's not going to get you in trouble, because if it's not investing in yourself, nobody else is going to. So you got to break bread before you get bread broken.
That's the business side. My advice is be creative, man. In this day in the internet, there's a lot of biters. And I ain't trying to put nobody on blast, but geez Louise. I mean, we need some creative stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so just be creative. Don't try to do what you think is hot because you seen it on Park 106 or you seen it on this show or that show or because you saw so-and-so doing it. Just really find who you are as an artist and cultivate that voice. And if you're not ready yet, then just don't put something out just to be putting it out saying you're doing it. Do it when you know you got your own voice. And you're going to be able to bring something new to the table and not rehash a whole bunch of stuff that we already done seen 1,000 times over.
Definitely like 1,000 times. 1,000 times I done seen plenty of y'all dudes out there when these tight pants and stuff, letting the sag all the way down. I'm tired of that. Could y'all just stop that?
I mean, please stop. We're grown up. You know what? I got a son and my son box. Like that, and it's cool because the little dude's in seventh grade, so.
No, if he's a little, but I mean, you're a grown man and you know you like 300 pounds. Like, come on now.
How many grown men got a size 28 waist? I mean, I'm saying though, like. And man, and a lot of these, you know what? We about you gonna have us going in on that.
Nah, I don't, like I said, it's just about being creative, man. Just be creative, man. Be creative, and honestly, as the whole game, we somehow, somewhere, we got to bring back a place where hip-hop can congregate, because there ain't nowhere to congregate no more. They don't got no record stores, no nothing. You got to be queued up in the boutique just to get a hip-hop feel. Yeah, man. We need a place where brothers can go and just travel. For real, man, it's crazy. But you know what? We invite y'all to our Friday show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Fred the Godson live in the building. And the original Spinderella, she should be coming through shouting out the whole event going down with Jay-Z and Eminem at Yankee Stadium. It's sold out an event. We go in. It's Get the F Out of Here Fridays on Fridays. And, you know, we go in on different topics. And I actually want to play y'all song live on the Hot or Not because I'm really feeling that joint. I like that song. So
yeah,
I'm play
yeah.
it, and I will give feedback from the people and see what they think about it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely love what y'all doing. And I want y'all to come on back on the show again and, you know what I'm saying, and talk business and talk to us, keep us updated on what's going on with y'all, man, for real.
Most definitely. Right. Appreciate this time.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I know y'all busy and stuff, but I'm going to give Ariel our drop call line for our drops so y'all can leave us some drops. You just call into our drop call line and leave the drops for us, and, you know, we'll basically, you know what I'm saying, get the drops and we'll play them live on the air and stuff. Instead of you running to the studio and stressing about it, all you got to do is get your hand on the phone, a cell phone, a house phone, whatever it is, and call in. And you know what I'm saying? We'll definitely got that popping. So it's 206. If you guys are listening out there in our Lush Radio world, 206-312-4738. 206-312-4738. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and say, yo, I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. That's all you had to do. Love y'all. That's what it is. So I love y'all guys to death, and we expect you to come back again. Love y'all. You know what I mean?
All right,
thank you, guys. Peace, Guru.
Peace, yo. Good looking. Thanks for the interview, Joe.
Hey, yo, I like their energy, son. I like their energy, Guru.
Well, you can tell is that they got chemistry and they in it for the long run. So, you know, when you really start off as a team like that, like, it's a daily, like, team can fall apart in one day. That's basically how it goes around here. Like, you know, people always carry, like, those animosities within the group. Like, but if you don't air it out, if you don't let, like, you're not really family and can't discuss it, then you going to start making moves on the side. Like, you know, then that's when things fall apart. So I definitely want to salute them for having that energy as a group. And even though we had just two of them on the line, you know, It's definitely a tribute to groups that have withstood the test of time. So we just going, you know, just hope that they stick together, because sometimes it's better when you stick together, because you see all the flops that these solo artists go out and try to do. You know, it's a flop. Nobody's really feeling it. You know.
That's good that it's definitely good that they got their whole thing together, and I'm really feeling what they got going on. Shout out to Pete Watts and everybody. Everybody has some, you know, nice different style of music, you know what I'm saying, tonight, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely appreciating and loving everything that they guys are doing, you know, and definitely appreciate them for coming and supporting Lush Radio. Shout out to my girl Ariel. She did a great job, you know, and shout out to Game Face, you know what I'm saying, because it's definitely, a thing that I support, you know, definitely, you know, keeping your head out, positive people doing positive things. Shout out to 950 Plus, Emma E2K, E2K on the spot, and make sure that when you are dealing in business, make sure that you definitely, you know what I'm saying, keep your business together and don't mix business with pleasure. Because you know how that situation goes, you know what I mean? We've all been through that situation, business with pleasure.
Yeah.
So keep your business intact, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to do your thing, make sure it doesn't interfere with your business. So the club is going down, Club Rome, you know what I mean? Like, you got Roman charges. And Black Light Entertainment presents Saturday, October 2nd, 2010, first annual Libra V-Day Bash. You know what I'm saying? Your man DJ Truth and Harlem Social Elite, Kendra the Hotness, and Impact DJ of the Year, DJ Truth, special invited music industry guests from across the globe. You know what I'm saying? Bump Squad DJ is going to be live in the building, flying all the way from Canada. You know what I'm saying? Future Star DJs, Rock Harder DJs going to be live in the building. It's 21 and up, dress to impress. And also, you know, you have to be 21. They got bottle service available. Reserve your table now, RSVP. Make sure that you hit up DJ Truth. Or you can hit me up at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com for your bottle service. It's at Club Rome, and it's at 5 East 19th Street, North New York, New York, 1003. Broadcasting live will be us, Lush Radio Online, Worldcast Radio, and Mix 1620.com. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be definitely hot. And part two of that is going to be going down in the DMV October the 16th at Queen Makeda, and it's going down. DJ Truth's going to be live in the building. We're going to have a couple of DJs. We might be having Danny Two-Face, the Wild Boy, live in the building, and we might be having Easy Street, the 93.9. You know what I'm saying? Come through. It's going to be an artist showcase. It's going to be crazy, man. We're doing real things, big things on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget, this Friday is going down. Fred the Godson. It got crazy play by the heavy hitters. DJ Enough is showing the mad love. You know what I'm saying? 105.1, Hot 97. He's getting crazy spins. You know what I mean? He's going to be live in our studio, Lush Radio Studios in New York. Shout out to Team ENT. Shout out to Eddie L. Ness, because he's definitely doing his thing also. Shout out to his song, Show So Warm. You know, he's definitely doing his thing. Support him on that. I'm loving everybody doing their thing. I'm shouting out everybody that's doing a business out there and doing their business right. Cool, man, I hope you come down, you know what I'm saying, this weekend and come in the studio with me, man, because I really want you in the studio this weekend, man. For real.
Father, it sounds like a bet. And Lush Radio, I'm glad that you're making these trips to New York. And, you know, I definitely want to be with you, baby. You know how I do. Bronx is nothing. We be there. You know, it's just like support, you know, and just enjoy the ride. Because, you know, shout out to Team ENT1, you know, for letting us, you know, do our thing, basically. And that's all I need to be said on that. They definitely providing a higher level for our platform. They respect the grind. They respect the movement. And Lush is working. ME2K is working. Guru is working. Team ENT1 is working. Everybody involved with the movement, like Jay Lewinsky and people that support us, Hard Body, like, we got to say thank you, you know? And we gotta say thank you. We just wanna say thank you, and we appreciate those people that's getting behind us, you know. And that's what good leadership is bringing about, you know. Somebody could, you know, just because somebody might be more famous or richer than you, don't mean that they can't follow you or you can't lead them. So, you know, we definitely appreciate everybody. So we know that we teaching people. We know that we bringing it to people that's on a higher level or what it appears to be. You know, we can't really say. I don't really do a lot of vouching for nobody's pocket. but for the most part, I just want to say, if you're following, just be a good follower, you know, because we're going to be a good leader. We definitely just want to provide this as a, not only as a service, but we know we're doing, like, some community work here, like, hip-hop community, just to get more exact with it. This community service right now. And don't get it twisted. We are looking for a check. So if you want promotion, marketing and promotion is not free. And if you really want on point with your business, I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how big you think you are. Pay to show. Pay to be with Lush. You got to pay. So, I mean, I'm coming to you people at a standpoint where I got to do my job. My job is to be in the position to better
build, help you build your brand, and at the same time, help Lus build her brand. And at the same time, I'm building my brand. So if you can follow that, you're going to know that it's going to be time for you to pay us. We're going to be, you know, how you say, cut off? Because, I mean, it's just real. I mean, it's just real. It's just, you know, do what you want for yourself. Like, you should want for your brother what you want for yourself. That's how I feel. And you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in us. You got to invest in somebody. You know, so with that being said, I mean, handle your business, you know, and if you want to holler at us, we are accessible, we are approachable, and we respond to your calls. We don't have to tell people that you send a DM to us, and you know we all went to the, it's not like we're going to holler back at you 3 to 5 days later, because this business is built on, you got to be right there for somebody. Like, nobody's going to wait for you to service them. If I went to McDonald's, you know, and I said, well, damn, this line is crazy. And I said, it's a pizza parlor across the street. And I said, ain't no line. I know they got good pizza. I'm going across the street. McDonald's will be next time. You know, so, I mean, that's basically what this is built on. You can't make people wait. You can't have people waiting for you. And we expect the same thing. If you showing that some interest, we actually here to help you along, so, like to help you, you know, learn to trust us. This business is built on trust. And I like what our guest said earlier. I like what Pete Watt said earlier. If you just out for the hustle, it all look like we hustling and all that. But if you out for just the hustle and like here today, going tomorrow, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for you. I don't care who you are. So pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to how you move. Pay attention to how we move. You already know. I love Lush Radio. I love Lush. So nothing is free out here, man. I'm protecting my investment. Lush is my investment. She invested in me, and I'm investing in her. I am protecting my investment. Word up. That's real talk. That's it. I don't know how to say it no other way.
That's definitely the truth. We definitely invest in each other, and Guru definitely goes hard body when it comes to promotion. I'm telling y'all, a lot of y'all looking real slim on y'all Twitters and y'all YouTube numbers. Y'all looking really kind of dry over there. And if y'all really need somebody to really do what they supposed to do for y'all definitely got to get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? Definitely get it cracking. If y'all need that help.
Oh, one more thing, Russ, real quick. While I was on the line, I want to say one more thing, that my G, Bangin' Smurf, called me while I was on the other line, clicked over, and he said he always listened to the show, and he said salute. He retweet a lot of what we do. And, you know, that's just, like, an example of, like, building a relationship. Like he asked me, called me, and I clicked over, and when I said Lush Radio, he said, oh, word, like that. So, you know, like, people is paying attention to us, man. So, shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement and Bangin' Smurf. I got a business conference call with him as soon as I finish the show. And not for nothing, man, we got it popping, you know. And that's just another brand I'm establishing and taking marketing promotions to a new level. And that's what we do at Lush Radio Online. We can market and promote you. That's it. That's how we do it.
We can definitely do that. And you know what? I just want to say thank you to everybody that definitely listens to us. I thank everybody that definitely gets some feedback or gets some information from what we do for you guys. And Lush Radio Online continues to support independent artists all day, every day. You know, if you're into music and you're into definitely getting your stuff together, holler at us. Lush Radio Online is not a game. Let's get it cracking. Shout out to those chosen. They definitely sent us a Twitter shout out. Love them. Love everybody that definitely loves us because we love you back. And don't be afraid to jump out there on faith and do what you got to do, man, for real. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you got to do. Like, I had to walk
faith to do what I had to do. I had to walk on faith to even go and, you know what I'm saying, get that guru to, you know, join the team or get that people to join the team, you know what I mean? So you got to walk on faith sometimes. And I just definitely love guru and everybody that's part of the team, ME2K, Rose, our intern, TDI, Natalia, Ebony, the whole squad, everybody that supports us, pushes what we push. Shout out to Renacy. You know, everybody that loves us, we love you back. Mwah. Lush Radio Online. Eminem said, you know, I'm not afraid. And, you know, B.O.B. was basically saying that, you know what I'm saying, out there letting everybody know that, you know, that, you know, a couple of years ago, he was eating on, you know, plastic trays. People wasn't playing his music. But look at him now. You know what I'm saying? Look at him now. People was playing his, he on the top 40 right now. You know what I mean? People wasn't paying attention when I say, yo, Lush Radio about to blow up. Lush Radio doing things. I asked y'all guys for interviews, and y'all was giving me the cold shoulder, and now I'm getting big names on there. So, look, people, even if people shun you away in the beginning, you keep sticking in there. You keep doing what you got to do. You keep pursuing your business. And remember, people, it takes money to make money. You know what I'm saying? But work smart. Don't work hard. Lush Radio Online supports you. Go out there and log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We have spaces for you to advertise if you want to put a banner there or you want a full-site advertisement. Holla at us. Holla at Guru. FutureGuru100@gmail.com. CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. Thank you, and shout out to my boy Omar for doing them graphics. Shout out to my girl Ashley for doing graphics. We already love you. Lush Radio Online, Airplanes, B.O.B., and we out. Salute.
We pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Could we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
It's 98, like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A. Hoping for a record deal to rain on my pain. Yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage.
Yeah.
And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane.
Okay.
And everybody know my name. And everywhere I go, people want to hear me sing. Oh, yeah. And I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall.
Okay.
And then the world tour just to top it all off. Never hate it. Let's try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Okay, let's pretend like this never happened. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper. In all of my classes, like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now let's pretend like it was all good, like I didn't live staring in the notebook.